The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and are based solely on their personal experiences and interpretations. Nothing shared in this podcast should be understood as a factual claim about any identifiable individual. Any references to relationships, past events, or personal history are intentionally nonspecific and are not meant to describe or comment on any particular person. This content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, therapeutic, or clinical advice. Listeners should consult appropriate professionals for guidance related to their specific circumstances. Hey folks, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to The Human Show. My name is Trish, and I am a mom, a certified adult chair life coach, and an evolving human like you. And my intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by helping to expand the emotional intelligence of as many people as possible. I am here to hold space and share wisdom in support of your personal evolution. I know the path can sometimes be dark, so let's carry a light for each other and find our way. Here we go. Hey folks, thanks for being here. I'm super excited and very honored to be joined today by a wonderful mentor and friend. Welcome to the show, Teresa Warnstaff.
Oh, thank you, Trish. It's so good to be here. I'm so excited to see where our conversation will take us.
So am I. First, I would love to start by asking you to just share what you would like listeners to know about you today.
I would love to. Thank you for asking. So I am a lifelong intuitive and channel, and my focus at this period of my life is to give people wisdom and information that they can feel and experience so that they can begin to change their life. Because I honestly believe once everybody steps into their greatest expression, that's when we start to change the world. And I want that more than anything. I want everybody to see how incredibly beautiful and brilliant and valuable they are, and to feel it and live from that place.
Thank you for that. And I can attest to the fact that when I have conversations with you and you're teaching something or sharing something, I can feel it. Things that you share that resonate. So that, like, I get that so deeply, like everything you just shared.
Thank you.
So today, actually, I asked you to join me to talk about intuition. And I love talking about intuition.
Me too.
And I also want to make some time a little later to talk a little bit about channeling, because it's one of the things I love hearing about from you and learning about from you and experiencing with you. So I'd love to make a little bit of time before we wrap up to jump into that.
I think we have to. I think that would be lots of fun.
Awesome. All right, cool. So let's start real basic for people who are maybe new to this woo kind of stuff. I want to talk a little bit about intuition, what it is, where it comes from. I do think that a lot of people feel like it's sort of woo and sort of out there. And what I'd like to do through this episode and through my conversations with people is to let people know that it's not out there. It's very much right here in you and accessible to you. So how would you explain it to someone?
Yeah, I agree. First of all, with everything you just said, I think that people have ostracized intuition. They think it's somebody else's gift or somebody else can do it, and they don't recognize that intuition is inherent in them. So let's start with a really basic explanation. Intuition mirrors every one of our senses, right? So you've got the mind, which does our thinking for us, and sometimes a lot of judging, right? Intuition that aligns with the mind is claircognizance. So that's the knowing. That's when information drops in. And a good example of that is when you're thinking of somebody and all of a sudden they call you. And you're like, I was just thinking about you. You must have got my vibes. You know, that's claircognizance. And then we also have hearing, clairaudience, right? And clairaudience can occur in a couple of different ways. It can occur as a voice inside your head, kind of like you're talking to yourself, or you're receiving information like claircognizance, direct knowing. But you can hear somebody in your head. It can also occur as a voice outside of you. And I've had that happen. It's wicked freaky. And the first time it happens, you're kind of like, who was that? But here's the thing. If you validate, okay, I just heard a voice outside of me, and they said this, which is actually really relevant to what I was thinking about, and kind of good advice. So, okay, I'm going to validate that I had that experience, and I'm going to welcome any more experiences like that that want to come in for me. So that's hearing. Then we have seeing. And this is like hearing, occurs in a couple of different ways. So you can see in your mind's eye. Some people see a film across the screen of their mind. Some people see flashes of images. That's what I do. I'll see if I'm working with my guides and they're trying to clarify a point, they'll send me an image so that I can reference specifically to bring context to what they're trying to share. So flashes of images, it could be colors, it could be screen, like the film. Seeing also occurs like hearing outside of us. And this is very unique and can, like hearing, be very confusing. It can appear as flashes of light. It can be appear as orbs. It can appear as washes of color. You can see figures. You can see beings. You can see animals. I have a friend who sees dragons all the time. I have a friend who sees colors wash across things to give her context. So every color has a specific meaning for her. So it's nuanced. And then there's empathy or feeling, right? This is the one that's most common to humans, right? You have this feeling that, wow, I'm going to not walk down that dark alley, right? Self-preservation. Or I am absolutely wanting to go introduce myself to that person. There's something about that person that my energy really likes. They seem interesting to me. Or I can remember sitting in meditation. This was probably 10 years ago. And I had music playing in the background, and all of a sudden it turned into a French song. And my whole body lit up, and I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, I'm going to go to France in 3 weeks. Okay, let me see if I can make that happen, right? Hey, boss, I need time off kind of conversation. So, feelings can come in all different ways, whether it's the goosebumps or that pit in your stomach that says no. And then we have, and I'm going to link them together the way I did with hearing and seeing, we have smell and taste. And FYI, they're my least favorite because I always end up with icky smells and yucky tastes for some reason. So a good example of smell is a perfume, or the smell of cigarettes, or a cigar, or a meal, or a dish. That evokes a memory of somebody. Typically, that means the energy of that loved one, the energy of that person is somewhere around you. And it could be they're just sending you love or support or giving you a big hug from the other side. Taste, similarly, it could be something lovely like chocolate. I wish they would send me that one. Or pie, that's another one of my favorites. Never been a cake person, but it's a taste that evokes something in you. It's very personal and very specific. I can remember being in a meeting, and before I walked to the conference room, I had this taste in my mouth and I'm like, I gotta find some mints or something. The moment I walked into the conference room, I knew that the meeting we were having with this potential vendor was a no-go. Because that taste that came to me, that icky, this doesn't feel good taste, was reflected in the energies of the people in the room. And we didn't hire them. And then we end up finding out that they frauded other companies. Yeah,
Wow.
isn't it? I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a lot of information, but I want to contextualize it in a couple of ways. Number one, we all have all of these senses. We have diminished them, we've ignored them, we've pushed them away for centuries. Now that spirituality and intuition is becoming a little more mainstream, they're starting to turn on. And so now we're getting the spiritually or the intuitive curiosity evoked. And what I offer is find the intuition that feels the most familiar to you. Focus on that and grow it, evoke it, try and play with it. Please make it fun. This isn't work. This is a natural expression of your wisdom. And the other thing that I think is vital to know is that our senses, right? Seeing, feeling, hearing, all of those senses provide 100% of our perception of our world right now. When you introduce intuition as a source of wisdom and information, you go from having a perspective that's about 6 inches wide to infinite possibilities. You open the door to everything that you don't know, you don't know, and everything that you think you know that you don't know. And even more, because all of your heart's dreams, everything that resides within you that you go, I hope, I wish, I pray, wants you as much as you want it. And when you tune into your intuition, they start to come into your life more effortlessly with synchronicity and with joy. So that's a lot of information.
It is, but that was great. And I think what you were explaining about clair empathy is, like you said, that's what most people experience. And I think that's what most people can relate to. Like, oh, I had this feeling I shouldn't go to that party. I had a feeling I should take a different road home from work. And what I think is important to remind people is that that thing, that feeling, like, oh, something told me to do this. Like, that something is your intuition. So start acknowledging that and recognizing it and appreciating it. And then, like you said, more of it will flow through because the more you become open to it, right?
Yep, 100%. And play with it, have fun. Even today, I was born with all my intuitive gifts wide open, and I systematically shut them all down because it wasn't safe to be intuitive when I was growing up or even as an adult. But the more that you interact with them and the more you play with them, the more they'll show up. And to this day, I'll go out and I'll say, okay, I want a parking spot right up front because I'm on a tight timeline. And I'll use my intuition to figure out which lane do I go down to find that parking spot. So, yeah, have fun, play with it.
Yeah. So why would you say that listening to your intuition is important? Like you mentioned, we both mentioned things like, something told me not to go down that road, or something told me not to walk down that street. There's a protective element there. But there's like infinite possibility. There's also intuition that's going to give you messages of things that are going to benefit you and help you. And like you said, just something, you have this feeling you should go and talk to that person, and that could open up all these opportunities for you. So, what are some of the reasons that, like, I'm telling people, hey, you need to trust your intuition, you need to listen to it, develop it, and they're like, why? What do I, who cares?
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
I would say that by ignoring their intuition, by invalidating all the information that's flooding into them naturally, they are holding themselves back from two things: living fully expressed and accessing all the wisdom that is available to them. So the reason we shut down our intuition is we outsourced our internal wisdom to one place, and that's our head, right? Our mind, right? If we couldn't logic it, if we couldn't put it on a spreadsheet or on a Venn diagram or whatever, then it wasn't valid. It wasn't true. And by doing that, we diminished our intuition to the point where it just didn't function. We didn't hear it. We didn't listen to it. And that led us to outsource our wisdom to other people. And this is what I call living by default, right? Society started to determine what our source of wisdom was. And we're coming to a point in our human evolution, and I've laid this out generationally and in other ways in my upcoming book, but we're coming to a point in the evolution of the planet and humanity where we now need, and it is a need, to listen to these other places, other sources of wisdom, and recognize that yours is unique to you because you need to receive the information you need to live the most fully expressed, authentic life that you are meant to live. We are not meant to come onto this planet, sit in a classroom for 12 years, then sit in more classrooms for another 4 to 6 years, and then sit in a desk. We're not meant to do that. And now we're at a point where we have more opportunities to be self-expressed from our brilliance and influence the world in a really authentic, heart-centered way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. I want to back up here because what I think is important to ask is where does intuition actually come from? For me, sometimes I'll say, "Oh, the universe is telling me to do this," or sometimes I'll say it's the universe. Sometimes I'll say, "Oh, I think my guides are telling me to do this." Like I use some of these words interchangeably, and I'm kind of like, where is intuition actually coming from? And I've heard it explained as, which I thought was a cool, very simple definition, is that intuition is your soul's guidance. So if I asked you, if I get this message, where the hell is it coming from? What would
Who's
you say?
talking to me?
Who is that?
I think all of your answers are correct. I think it comes from all of those places, right? So let's build some context around that. I'm such a contextual person. I need a story. I need some context around it. So before we incarnated on this planet, our soul came together with our soul family, some guides, and access the wisdom of the universe. And they said, okay, Trish is going to come onto this planet and she's going to be these different things and she's going to fulfill these different roles and she's going to influence in this way. And we're going to give her these life lessons to learn. And in support of that, let's build some teams. Okay, so we've got these three angels from the soul family, we've got these beings from, that will contribute wisdom in this way. And then we've got the soul itself, who's, that's our constant contact person, right? That's our direct intermediary. And then we have the universe, who is going to provide alternative sources of information episodically throughout their life. Oh, and by the way, we're also going to give you a guardian who's going to be with you 100% of the time, birth to death, and they're going to be like your champion, your badass, I'm going to take care of you all the time kind of guy. And then you'll have a medical team, by the way, too. And so you have all of these teams, all of these beings and guides that are there to support your mission, and they're specific to you. So I'll use myself as an example. I have had guides my whole life. My direct source for information goes through my soul. So the soul is the one-to-one communication. And in addition to that one-to-one, I have a whole team above that. So if you look at hierarchically, is that a, did I say that right?
When you're saying it, I'm like, I don't even know the right word. So
I digress.
works for me.
So we've got the soul who is always the intermediary. And then we have, for example, I have the 99, who is a council of beings that I channel, and their specific mission is to support the evolution of humanity. So all of the messages that I get through the 99 is about that. And since that's my purpose in life, we talk a lot. And then I have the goddesses. And these are the Sisterhood of Light. They are Isis and Mother Mary and all the beautiful female feminine goddesses. And their specific mission is to bring divine feminine onto the planet because we're a little divine masculine heavy, and we've actually used divine masculine in an unhealthy way with this whole power over. I'm in charge. You have to do as I say, all of that whole rhetoric. So, when I am in a place where it's important for me to convey this specific vibration, this specific perspective, the audience needs to receive that, they'll drop in. And then, my third team, the third council that I work with, are called the Star Seeds. And they're kind of like the executive team, in that they look at the holistic structure of the planet, whether it's climate control, whether it's governments, whether it's financial systems, social structures, corporate structures. They actually show me maps, for example, of a business and what the energetic components of that business is. And so their mission is to support us with information that will help us redesign our system to be more human-centric rather than the power over. And so when I'm in a place where that is the information the audience needs to hear, they'll drop in and share that. And then I have, you know, we both have kids, so we know this. We have other guides that show up that are specifically intermediaries for us to be the best parent we can be for our children. We have physical challenges. So we have a medical team that will help us by bringing information into our world that will allow us to be the physical best healthy self, emotional best healthy self that we can be. And I think it's really important to note at this point that no guide, including our soul, the universe, anybody can make us do anything. We have free will. That is an immutable attribute of the human condition. They can offer, they can share, they can help redirect us, which they do a lot because us humans tend to wander in places we shouldn't be. And they will continuously do that, but we're at choice. We can say no. And I have. I've said no, I don't want to do that. And then I go into negotiation. And I often end up doing it. It's just on my terms, right? So really important you remember that. Nobody can make you do anything.
Yes, thank you for that. That's an important reminder for everyone. Oh, before I forget, who said that? 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 Who said that?
One of my favorite quotes, and I have a couple of them, is Maya Angelou's, and I'm going to read it because my memory sucks for stuff like this. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you make them feel. And that always brings tears to my eyes because I think the most authentic influence that we can express is one that comes from our heart. Right?
Yeah, I've heard that one. I've seen it every time I hear it, it's powerful.
Yeah.
I have one that's related to intuition that's just kind of fun. So this is actually from Kim Basinger, pretty famous actress that
Yeah.
from our generation, but I feel there are two people inside me and my intuition. If I go against her, she'll screw me every time. And if I follow her, we get along quite nicely.
I love that.
And I could really, I was like, oh, I get that 100%. I probably spent most of my life ignoring
Yeah.
my intuitive messages. And, sometimes it would be, I had a feeling I shouldn't go to this party or this event. And I dismiss it because, my ego is like, well, but everyone else is going to be there and then you'll miss it. And then, you won't know what everyone's talking about, and then I go and then it's a lousy experience, right? And
Yeah.
things like this happened like so many times when I ignored my intuition. And then it was like, oh, why didn't I listen to myself? And, finally, now I'm practicing listening.
Yeah.
So, what I'm curious about though is, because this is something that is sometimes tough for me, is how we can differentiate between the voice of our intuition and the voice of our ego. For example, like if I'm going to maybe talk to a new person, or maybe I'm going to try this new project or something, and I'm nervous or hesitant or tentative. And so I'm like, is that my intuition telling me that's not the right path? Or is that my inner critic saying you're not good enough to do that? And that, that kind of thing. So I have a hard time deciphering who's who.
Yeah, I think we all do. And I don't think that changes. So the opportunity for us is to develop tools that work for us. So a couple of the tools that I use, one of the most famous is how does it feel when you see yourself in that scenario, or when you f see yourself taking those actions, moving into that project or into that new opportunity, how does it feel in your body? And then we've not done a great job at understanding our emotional body, right? We've ostracized a lot of our emotions. So one of our opportunities is to get better about knowing our own emotions. So that includes differentiating between in excitement and fear, because they can often feel very similar, right? And they can live in a similar place, especially if you're doing something new or you're going through a change or a transition. You're going to have elements of them both existing within your system. So again, moving back to how does it feel when you see yourself in it? Okay, if you're still getting the excitement fear, is it 90% fear, 1% excitement, because you kind of like a little bit of risk? I love risk. I'll leap and then I'll figure it out on the way down. That's just so I know for myself that the excitement has to be at a certain level to negate the fear. The fear is just of change, of doing something new and putting myself out there. So, what is your threshold of fear excitement? Because, without exception, when we're moving into something that is different and new, yet so aligned with your life path, you're going to have both. It just doesn't, that's just how we're wired. I think too, it is, and for those of you who meditate, and we can talk about meditation another time, but whatever your flavor of meditation is, picture yourself in that scenario, and then picture yourself not in the scenario and do the contrast analysis, which feels better, which feels more aligned. And the other thing I'll counsel is sometimes if you don't know, you can have one of two responses. You can take one step in the direction of what's being offered, and see how the universe responds. You know, does the world respond with more opportunities that are similar? Or does the world put up a big red flag and say, you're moving in the wrong direction? So one step and see what happens, or don't do anything and see what happens. You know, just sit and go, okay, I'm not confident that that is the right decision for me at this time in my life. And if it is for you, it's going to show up again and again. Guides have infinite patience with us, bless their hearts, because sometimes we're not the smartest on the block, you know, so they'll keep dropping it in and going, how about now? How about now? What do you think? And and when we finally say yes, they're like, yes, we did it. She heard us. And then all of a sudden, synchronicities start flowing in. Literally, all of a sudden, all the resources you need to take that experience or that opportunity to the next level show up. So play with it. It's not a, we humans want everything cut and dried, right? We want to do this and you get this, or do that and you get that. It doesn't work like that. It's more messy.
Yeah, it's definitely more messy.
Yeah, it is,
It's
isn't it?
just, and it's, you know, it's about accepting the mess, embracing the mess, because there's a lot to be learned in it, right? And experienced. Just experienced, right?
Yeah.
You know, I like the idea of imagining yourself in that place and see how that feels. Because I think, you know, a pretty basic example that I think a lot of people could relate to is if you are going to interview for a new job and, you know, like you're terrified. So is this intuition telling me not to take this job, or is this just my fear and self-doubt? And if you sit for just 2 minutes and imagine yourself in that position and you feel like, oh, this is going to be awesome. Then
Yeah.
it's pretty clear that you're just kind of nervous because maybe interviewing is hard for you. But if
Yeah.
you imagine yourself in that position and you're kind of like meh, then you know, okay, then it's maybe it is a message that that's not the best path for you. So I like that idea about just kind of sitting, imagining yourself there, and how does it feel in your body?
Yeah. And I'm going to take your example one step further. So you go to the interview, you walk out, and you go, that was completely uninspiring. On paper, it was the job I wanted. I was so excited or whatever, but you walk out and you go, that's not the company for me. Pay attention to what you learned, because even though that wasn't the job, you learned what isn't in alignment with you. So that when the right job does show up, it's going to have all the bells and whistles, and you're going to recognize it because it doesn't have the attributes the other one didn't had. Does that make sense? The bottom line is every experience you have is giving you wisdom, is giving you information. We need to slow down long enough to discern and decipher.
Yeah, I think slowing down is a great reminder always.
Yeah.
Especially in our culture, it's just go, go, go. And, you know, so much value is put on how much you get done, you know, productivity. So people forget to slow down and really experience.
Yeah.
So, always a good reminder. Okay, I would like to shift gears a little bit. Not totally, because it's still along the same lines, but I want to talk a little bit about channeling. And so you're a channel. I've met a few people that channel. I've heard, listened to people that channel. And it's interesting to me because everyone sort of has their own style, or they've developed their own specific ability that's, you know, kind of, or it's just like you, how you were born, like you were born with these abilities. So basically a channel. You're going to have to correct me if I explain this wrong, but I'm going to try to say it very simply.
Okay.
My understanding of a channel is basically it's a pathway for messages to come through. Just like a channel for any other application in the world, you know, it's a pathway for something to move through. So a channel that's a human channel is a pathway for messages from guides, spirits, angels to come through.
Yep,
Is that kind of right?
100%.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool. So I've met people who, when they check messages come through, the way it comes through to them is, oh, I'm seeing this. This is what I'm seeing, or this is what I'm hearing. This is what they're telling me. This is what they're showing me. And then there are people like you who the guides or the spirits actually speak through you. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So channeling runs a whole spectrum, right? From the trance channelers who are literally take their self, put it off to the side, and allow the person, being, and whoever they're channeling to come straight through them. And I do a little bit of that, but mine's more of a conscious trance channel. So I'm not aware of the whole conversation. I'm aware of themes. I'm often corrected about words that I use. They're very specific about the words that come out of my mouth, that they align with the message, because words have vibration. So the trance channelers are the individuals who just let go and let it through. And then there's sort of the middle ground, which is where I'm at, where it comes in, it comes out, but I have discernment to stop it. Like sometimes I'll say, "What do you mean by that? That's not clear to me. We need to hold, stop, hold," and I'll ask for more clarification. And then we have the individuals who bring the information in, interpret it, and then deliver it. All three are excellent. All three are great ways to bring information in. The other thing is, everybody is a channel. Everybody is. It's just, what are you comfortable with, and what is the tools setting that you came in with in this life, because that's appropriate for your life's mission, right? And the other thing that I think it's important to know is, especially as people start to explore channeling for themselves, often we would hear in the past of channels who brought in a single energy, like Bashar or the Course in Miracles. That was a single channeled source, right? Now it's more common to have a multi-source channel. So a channel, like for me, I channel these three councils, but I also can channel people's soul or people's guides, or bring in information from other sources that I normally wouldn't access except for my interaction with that individual. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and as someone who has experienced your channeling before, I've experienced all of these. So, like you said, often you have your three councils that channel through you. But other times, when you were channeling for me, specific guides that wanted to communicate with me came through, which is interesting. So, and I know you've even said before in channeling sessions, like, "Oh, I didn't know they were going to show up."
Yeah, like, hi, who are you?
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself before you enter.
Right. Yeah, who just crashed the party?
Yep.
So, would you be open to seeing if the guides, have anything to share with us today?
Oh, I am sure they have. A, they're not shy, and B, they're chatty.
It's not if, it's what and how much, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so
Would it be, would it help for me, to like ask a specific question, or, can we say, hey, what's some information or guidance you can offer to everyone listening who's interested in intuition and interested in developing it and interested in finding its meaning in their life, maybe?
Yes to all of the above, they're saying.
Okay. Okay, let's hear it.
We are delighted that you have invited us to this discussion. We are the 99, and we are here specifically to enhance the conversation About intuition with vibratory signatures that will awaken in each of the listeners and all of you out there in the world, something within that will allow you to align with the intuition that wishes to be heard and experienced by you. Indeed, it is a time of great evolution, as Teresa has shared with all of you. It is a time like we have not seen on this earth before. Now, there are certain aspects that occurred maybe in Lemuria or Egypt or at other times, but nothing has ever coalesced the way it is coalescing in the world at this time because planet Earth, she is also evolving. She has made the decision. Actually, this was made thousands of years ago and it's been in process, but it is now that it is occurring that our planet is evolving to a higher vibratory frequency. Many of you humans like your context, so you've labeled it as four dimension or five dimension or whatever dimension you would like to assign to it is fine, but the key is it is increasing the vibratory rate of our planet. Now, the animals on the planet, the trees, the plants, all of the beings, not human, all of the other beings on this planet are fully engaged and have been fully engaged for these thousands of years, which is why you see extinction, why you see animals who choose to. I'm not going to do this right now. I'll come back later. Or other animals who are evolving in ways that are allowing them to be more, a higher vibration of their essence. And you are seeing this in your seas as you are bringing, what is that silly little fish that came up to the top and that astonished the world? That is a good example. We cannot access the information from Teresa's brain on what the name of that little fish was. And we are apology. It was not silly. It was quite lovely and fun. And it had that thing that hung over the head. We're showing her pictures. That is an example of the evolution that the planet and all of the beings. Now let's look at humans, because humans are unique in that you have free will. How the evolution is occurring currently for humans is your intuition is asking for more of your attention. Your intuition is growing and evolving. Your intuition is saying, we have wisdom beyond the cognitive that wants to be known by you. We want to give you all of your heart's dreams. We wish to bring into your life the synchronicities that will align with the vibration that you are brought here to hold. Each and every one of you on this planet, from birth to 80, 90, 100 plus years old, all of you are here holding a very specific vibration. And that vibration contributes to the totality of the vibratory, human vibratory signature on the planet. Now, as each individual continues to elevate their vibratory signature by welcoming in their intuition, it allows all of humanity to evolve. And we are feeling the knocking of the goddess on our door. So we will allow this to shift and morph into the message from the Divine Sisterhood. Greetings. It is I, Isis. I have been visiting with Teresa much in the last months as we hone in the feminine, the divine feminine signatory expression on planet Earth. Each human contains both divine feminine and divine masculine. The opportunity is to allow the expression of each through your human vehicle in a way that is in flow. You will notice we did not use the word balanced, because there is no such thing as balance. It is a flow back and forth. And if you are listening, close your eyes and envision an infinity loop and the flow of energy as it moves from magnetic opening, allowing, receiving community, heart-centered love, to the magnetic, to the electric masculine expression of holding, loving, and creating power in a generative way that creates a different energy, but no less important, no more important than the divine feminine. And when you can master the flow between the two and live from both authentic, aligned expressions, then you tap into places within yourself that wish to be expressed. And we thank you for allowing us to give this message at this time. And we thank the goddesses for chiming in, for it was appropriate to share the information about the magnetic and the electric, the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and the flow, the aligned flow that is occurring with humans now. We have talked and we can continue to talk, but do you have questions?
Oh boy. So what would be your guidance for we humans who are just learning and just becoming self-aware, who would like to step into their evolution and develop their intuition? What words of wisdom would you have for us?
That is an excellent question and very relevant. And we will say that as we answer this question, we are sending out vibratory signatures and energy waves to awaken latent possibility in each of you. So, what we offer is that you listen, that you practice, that you try. And even if you take action on something you think is intuition and yet it is not, it is still beneficial because it is creating lines of communication. So, how do we open lines of communication between us guides and you humans? Simply this: we guides will continue to provide information. We send thousands of messages, and this includes things that your mind's eye is drawn to. It includes words that may highlight for you. It includes feelings you may have. It includes every experience that you have. We will use those templates to deliver guidance intuitively to you. Your opportunity is to stop, to ask, to listen. Gee, what was that about? Wasn't that an interesting experience? What can I learn from that? And the more that you inquire and interact and validate the messages that are coming through, the more that you will receive them. It is exponential growth and it is not hard. Do not make this hard. There is no efforting required. This is the natural expression of the human in the human suit. Does that resonate?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
It sounds like for we humans who are getting started here, stepping into our evolution and our self-awareness, sounds like a good place to start is being open. Because
Indeed.
I heard you say listen, so being open and curious.
And receive. Receive as an action. Receive the information. And by receiving it, you do not have to take action if you do not want. Teresa proved this point in the summit. We told her from the end of November, we wanted her to do a summit. And she said, no, I don't like them. And thus began the negotiation, where we eventually came to a place where the summit takes a construct that aligns with Teresa's purpose, her mission, her vision, and it serves the evolutionary purpose of bringing multiple voices to a wide audience. So you do not have to say yes to everything. You can negotiate, but trust yourself. You have the wisdom, you know. Trust. And trust is not a light switch. Trust is an evolution. It is a journey, as is intuition, constantly growing, constantly evolving, sometimes on, sometimes off. This is the human experience, and it is why so many souls would love to come to planet Earth to learn and grow. For the wisdom gained in a lifetime is not only transitioning and elevating the soul, but it is contributing to the whole of the universe as we learn at the human level, as you learn at the human level, your soul learns, and your soul and your guides learn, and the universe learns. This is a symbiotic relationship. All parts are essential. And as Teresa described earlier, when you came in, you had a purpose in mind. You had lessons designed that you wanted to learn. Some are karmic, some are specific to this life, some are ancestrals. You selected and chose all your experiences and lessons specifically so you can grow and learn and be better. Be more wise. Be more wise. That is the journey of the human, is to be wiser tomorrow than you are today. And intuition can play a tremendously powerful role in that self-realization.
Thank you so much for sharing that wisdom.
It is always our honor to interact.
Was a lot. Was a lot, and it was powerful. And also, one of the things that came through, I think, from the 99 was, your intuition wants more of your attention. And I love that because that's so simple and so relevant. So it was
It's the
a lot of good
foundation
stuff.
for, yeah, it's the foundation for us to become the best version of ourselves. Yeah.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And before we wrap up, I mean, there's so many di different directions this conversation could go, and it's like I could keep going for a couple more hours.
We do.
But I am going to ask you to, because you got a lot of stuff going on, and I really would love you to also share. I mean, you have a YouTube channel, you have your trust, or all the things you do. Also, you have an upcoming book, and I'd love you to share about that.
So, thank you. I'm really excited about this. It's called Manual for Humanity, and it is channeled, and it contains all the wisdom that I have learned over the last 5 years. It's looking like we're going to hit a May publication date. It'll be on Amazon, Ingram Sparks, all the usual places that you can buy books. And it is a manual for self-realization, for evolution, for awakening. And in it, I list every tool that I've been given to allow you to cultivate wisdom within. And like in our conversation today, I give you a lot of different perspectives so that you can find the one that you can identify with. And hopefully within the year after, there'll be a workbook coming out with it. But my deepest hope with Manual for Humanity is that it becomes that book that sits on the side of your table, side of your bedside, or in the coffee table, or somewhere where it's got notes all over it and you pick it up all the time because you know you're going to hear exactly what you need to hear. I want it to be a resource, not only for you to walk through these different stages of learning more about yourself, but for your whole life, for giving you everything you need to live your best life. Yeah, thank you.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Thank you. Me too.
Would you like to share your other, offerings and other places where people can find you and listen to you and interact with you?
Yeah, thank you. So the Trust Circle, as Trish mentioned, occurs every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And we've been going for over 4 years. So everybody is welcome there. It is a circle where you can come in and share what's going on, ask for advice, listen, say nothing on camera, off camera, whatever works for you. I also have a number of different social media platforms, Facebook, TikTok. I love TikTok. Just have to throw that in. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn. And you can find me by my name, Teresa Warnstaff. Another adventure that I'm on is a summit. It is a 9-week epic adventure for you to meet 10 master teachers to find the tool that will support your evolution. And we look at dream analysis, we look at how to access your Akashic records. We have somebody coming in who's going to do light language, somebody who will teach you how to use your psychic abilities, and every speaker will bring an experience. And we're creating a community online so that you can interact with the teachers for a week after they've presented their information and determine, is this a path you want to take that's going to serve your evolution? Or have you learned enough and wait for the next speaker. And it's a community of like-minded individuals. So I cannot say how incredibly important it is that you find community and engage. It will help you grow more than any teacher or anything else because hearing other people's experience is relatable and really opens something within you. Seeing what other people are going through makes you feel less alone. What else? Go to my website. There's a bunch of stuff on there. And oh, alchemy. Alchemy is offered twice a year. It is a 6-month master class on how to alchemize your life, and it will change your life. And people sign up and have stayed in it for multiple sessions because it is so generative. And yeah, so a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I can attest to. I mean, I've taken advantage of quite a few of Teresa's offerings, and alchemy was incredibly powerful and just an amazing experience. I highly recommend it.
Thank you.
I just recommend that you connect with Teresa any way that you can because it's awesome. And
Yeah.
I'm wondering, in case this doesn't make it out into the world in time, is it possible to register late for the summit and still, be able to get the recordings of if someone missed the first,
Session or two.
sessions.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
All the recordings will be shared. And again, you'll have the community to reflect on and say, hey, tell me about this experience. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So thank you for asking.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, great. I will be there, so I'm
Great.
excited. All right. Well, thank you so much, Teresa, for making time to chat with me today. It's always super awesome to be in a conversation with you.
Oh, Trish, I just love you. I love what you're doing in the world, and anything I can do to support your success, I'm there. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. All right. So I guess that'll do it for today. For everyone listening or watching, you are enough. Just as you are, and you are loved. Make a great day.
Hey, before you go, if you enjoy The Human Show, you can help me spread the word by sharing it and leaving a review. Thank you.
Thank you.